You look forward to playing your former team?
I look forward to playing our home opener. You know, really, it's our first home game. We don't got to get on the plane before the game, and I can go home afterwards. But it'll be a cool game. It's just going to be a good atmosphere, I believe. We come in here 2-0, first home game, and I think it'll be fun.
Talk about after that interception, you know, running over and giving your wife the ball.
Oh, I always try to do that. If I could find her, I try to give her the ball, and I found her, so just ran over there. I told her I'd give her the ball if I get one.
Falcons obviously gave up a lot for Jones in the draft as far as draft. But what skills you see in him last year having to go against him?
Julio, I mean, he can do everything. I mean, he's big, he's fast, he catches the ball, he can run after he catches the ball. So he's an awesome player. You know, it's nothing you can say bad about him. He works hard, but that's pretty much it. He's a great player, and that shows why they gave up so much to get him.
Doesn't make White more dangerous just in terms of maybe some of the coverage has to shade over to Julio?
Yeah, both of those players are great, you know. You know, to have two of those caliber receivers on the same team is – and then you have Tony Gonzalez, and like I was just talking about Harry, they got great weapons. I've been there for a while. It's a great team with a great quarterback to throw it to them. So they present a lot of problems, so you got to go out there and play the play your game, play fundamentally sound, and do what you got to do and make plays when they present themselves.
They didn't give you guys any favors when they had the schedule. First T.Y. Hilton. now you got Julio Jones.
The crazy thing about this league is just about everybody has receivers that can make tons of plays. I mean, some teams with a lot, like the Falcons, have it all over, have weapons everywhere. But it's the NFL. It's a lot of people that can play. A lot of people that is not big names yet that can play. So every time you go out there, you got to approach every game, like, even if the guy isn't a big name yet. Like, even T.Y. Hill, he's not really a big name yet, but he's a player that can make a lot of plays in this league. So you just got to go out there and approach every game like you're playing against Calvin Johnson or you're playing against Julio Jones or A.J. Green. You just got to go out there and play football.
Has the coaches put you in, like, Tyson Cleveland room and ask you to pick this team apart?
No, I mean, it ain't much that you can really say. I mean, I just go out and cover the guy in front of me. You know, I know they're going to come with some things. They swap things out every week. You know, they're a great offensive team. They're not going to give you the same as that looks every week, you know. So they're going to come out with new stuff, do the things that they do well, but it's always new wrinkles every game for them.
How do you look back on your time in Atlanta?
Oh, it was a great time. I made great friends. We were a lot of winning teams. I mean, I got nothing bad to say about anybody there. I mean, I made a lot of friends that I still talk to this day, you know. But it's that's how this goes. Sometimes you gotta go somewhere else, and I'm happy here. And just want to go out on Sunday and get a win.